A study in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature presents some of the strongest evidence yet that global climate change may be causing large-scale shifts in animal and plant populations. It has long been predicted that a warmer climate would push species toward the poles and to higher elevations as they retreat from rising temperatures. The new study suggests that that is just what is happening to a butterfly species in North America. NPR's David Barron reports.
The butterfly known as Edith's checkerspot is unremarkable to the average observer. It's small, only a couple of inches across. Its wings are orange with a few splashes of yellow and a checkerboard pattern of black squares. But the exact wing pattern can vary from place to place. That's made the butterfly of great interest to collectors who started long ago trying to gather as many varieties as they could.
So there are these enormous collections going back into the 1890s, having butterflies of Edith's checkerspot from all over its range.
And those collections provided a valuable starting point for ecologist Camille Parmesan's study. Butterflies are very sensitive to changes in climate. Parmesan wanted to see if populations of Edith's checkerspot might be responding to global warming, which many scientists believe is occurring due to human activity, especially the burning of fossil fuels. Parmesan tracked down where the butterflies had been collected in the past, throughout its range from northern Mexico to southern Canada, and then revisited those sites.
What I was interested in doing was documenting which of these historically recorded populations were still in existence.
She found that many local populations had gone extinct, which she'd expected. Edith's checkerspot is known periodically to vanish from some areas and reappear in others nearby. That's normal.
What I was interested in finding was what the patterns of that were.
What she found was a relatively large number of extinctions in more southerly locations and relatively few extinctions to the north. This suggests a northward shift in the butterfly's range of about 140 miles over the past century, Parmesan estimates. She also found a shift toward higher elevations.
Both of these patterns, both the shift northward in latitude and the shift upward in altitude of the range, is what's been predicted from global warming models.
And she thinks global warming is the most likely explanation for what she's found. Scientists looking at other species have seen similar shifts they think could be due to global warming. Butterflies in Britain, marine life off California, and the Arctic tree line have all been observed shifting north. But those studies looked at relatively small geographic areas, not the entire range of a species. So it's possible local, not global, factors were responsible for the observed changes. Ecologist Jim Brown of the University of New Mexico says Parmesan's study is different.
I think she has, without a doubt, documented a major shift in the geographic distribution of the checkerspot butterfly. And it's very likely that she is correct, that global warming is responsible entirely or in significant part for the changes she's observed.
Still, Brown and Parmesan acknowledge more studies in more places are needed to confirm that global warming is causing natural populations to shift and to figure out how fast it's happening. The answer to that question could determine the fate of species. Many plants and animals cannot disperse quickly to new homes if their old ones become unsuitable. And that means many life forms could be extinguished if climate change outpaces their ability to move or adapt. I'm David Barron reporting.